Matt Bragg is Director of Data and Policy at Illinois Science and Technology Coalition. Some new data out about research and development innovation in Illinois. Matt is back with us this morning on the opening bell. Matt, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Interesting to get into some of the findings of this, but before we get into some of the numbers, tell us again why research and development matters so much in the business world.
Sure. So, you know, I think we really look at research and development as sort of being the lifeblood of innovation. I think businesses, you know, universities and, you know, federal agencies all sort of use R&D to really develop sort of the discoveries that, you know, move economic development forward and, you know, create jobs and sort of improve quality of life for everyone.
So some new numbers, the new Innovation Index, Research and Development Innovation Index is out. There's some key findings from this, but the headline would be what?
You know, I think it's kind of a mixed bag for the state of Illinois. We certainly, you know, we have some areas of strength and, you know, on the business side in terms of, you know, machine manufacturing and, you know, pharmaceuticals still playing a big role in the state, as well as finance and insurance kind of being strengths. You know, on the university side, we certainly have strength in computer science that's kind of been echoed in the talent production data that we've put out recently as well. But, you know, we've also, you know, we've grown sort of more slowly than a lot of peer states since the Great Recession. So sort of a mixed bag, I think, is kind of the headline.
Illinois ranking eighth nationally in total R&D activity. That's not so bad, but still you mentioned there's a little bit of slowing there. Yeah, any idea why that slowing is happening or has happened?
You know, I think obviously, you know, something as complex as R&D, you know, across sort of the whole economy, there's no one reason, right? It's a complex issue. But, you know, I think obviously on the university side, we have to be realistic and look at the budget impasse as being an issue, especially for, you know, some of the smaller public universities. And then, you know, on the business side, some of the key, you know, sectors that we have at R&D is just sort of, they haven't grown as quickly as sort of the national average.
I know the latest year available for data is 2015. Is it possible that over the last few years with economic growth as good as it has been, that things have been turning around and we just haven't seen that data yet?
Certainly possible. Like you mentioned, the latest year we have is 2015, and that's sort of the way that you know, we get this data from NSF and sort of their collection for the data. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see, certainly with the uptick in the economy, sort of how that plays out in the state's R&D numbers.
You mentioned the academic part of this. Talk to us about how important that academic research and development is. I know some smaller schools have been really hit hard by those budget issues and probably have curtailed, maybe even cut completely some of the research and development they've been doing. Why is it important to have those schools doing that research and development?
Well, I mean, I think it's certainly important for, you know, some of the smaller schools, you know, as you look around the state regionally. I mean, those are sort of powerhouses, you know, for economic development in their region, some of the smaller universities. So, you know, and over the last few years, I think we've really seen that universities are becoming more important and sort of commercializing that research and, you know, creating startups and using sort of tech transfer to really bring those, you know, inventions and discoveries sort of into the marketplace. So they're really, you know, economic drivers, especially for regions around the state.
I was looking at some of the states that we compete with, and when I mentioned that ranking eight, we're behind California, which is number one, Massachusetts, Texas, New York, Maryland, Washington, Michigan. California, I get. Massachusetts, I get, because I guess what, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Give us a sense of why those other states are ahead of Illinois.
Well, I mean, I think the reason for that would differ on states, but, you know, a lot of those are strong sort of, you know, industry hubs. And certainly when you look at, you know, places like Washington with, you know, Microsoft and Amazon now and sort of their strength in tech and, you know, obviously New York is a huge state as well as Texas. So, I think the reasons sort of differ state to state, but, you know, I think some of those states, you know, if we're being honest, have just grown sort of more quickly in their research and development than we have in recent years.
Right. It's important to remind people that Illinois has 38 Fortune 500 companies, $800 billion mm-hmm. in annual GDP. With that level of company representation on the Fortune 500, you could see why the expectation would be that these numbers would be higher.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think when you look at just, you know, the quantity of Fortune 500 companies we have, I think we're fourth nationally. So you're right. It's sort of a little disappointing from our point of view. So something that, you know, I think we're certainly looking to, you know, looking into the future to sort of build upon in the next, you know, decade or so.
You mentioned the pharmaceutical industry. Can you give us any examples of the research and development that's ongoing by some of these industries recently in the state?
Yeah, so I think what's been encouraging from our point of view is, you know, a lot of the pharma companies in the area, especially sort of the north suburbs, have started partnering with universities in the state. And that's really something we point to in the report is a way to kind of grow R&D, you know, in the state is to create these sort of university and industry partnerships. So I know Abbott is partnered, I think, with the University of Illinois. AbbVie as well, I think, is partnering with Northwestern. So, you know, those partnerships that kind of, you know, capitalize on the strengths of, you know, industry as well as university can really be effective to drive innovation. And obviously, you know, when you talk about pharma, the life cycle of creating a new discovery is long. So I think we'll see the fruits of that bear out in the coming years.
The report, I encourage everyone who's interested in this to download it and look at it. It's worth the read. ADM, companies like ADM and DuPont and USG, they're all of these companies are working on innovation doing cool things in Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we have, you know, one of the bright spots are some of the companies that we have here doing really interesting things. I mean, you mentioned the ADM DuPont partnership that's down in Decatur, and they're, you know, really sort of revolutionizing some materials, some plastics for packaging, and they've built sort of a new R&D facility that's really kind of revolutionary. So, as you mentioned, I think there's quite a few bright spots that if you read the report that are, you know, really kind of uplifting for the state.
Matt, good of you to be with us this morning. Always good information. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate
it. Matt Bragg, Director of Data and Policy at Illinois Science and Technology Coalition, will link out to this report so that you can see it firsthand if you want and have more data there for you to peruse over. But again, it's the Illinois Science and Technology Coalition.